Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I'm talking about the new movie, Black Adam.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Real quick thing. Today's movie that I am reviewing is the new Dwayne Johnson film, Black Adam, and I'm about to get into that. But here's what happened. I did my first video review, okay? I recorded the video review, put it up on YouTube. It's there. The print version is out as well. That's over on my site at yourwatchingmovie.com. But I forgot to record the audio or a separate version of it on my podcasting equipment. I just used the other mic, realizing I could have done them at the same time. So I had to record a new intro here at least. And it'll sound a little different. Sound a little different than this, but importantly, I also talk about how that's a video review, and I thought that was weird, and I wanted to explain it. The videos are new, and the next time I do this, I will mention that to not confuse anybody. But when you hear it talking about a video, just that's why I pulled the audio from the video review, and next time I'm gonna be thinking ahead. And I'll know not to do that. I'll just do it all on one. So I apologize. I made up a word. So here it goes. The review for Black Adam.
Look, if you want to get my review, if you just want to read my review, you can go read my review over at yourwatchingamovie.com and you can read there. Or you can listen to it here. But I have notes. I have to make, I wish I could be one of those reviewers that could just stand there and talk about the movie and remember everything. I think they do some tricky things with their cutting or something. I don't know. I can't do it. And I'm going to get better quality video at some point. But anyway, hopefully, I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. So, but let's get into that review. Black Adam is out now. It's the Dwayne Johnson film. PG-13 action superhero. It's a 1 hour and 58 minute film. Also, and I don't almost count the whole thing because there is an after credit scene though. After the initial credits, there's not one at the end. So don't bother wait that long. But Dwayne Johnson with a bunch of other actors, most notably Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate. So, you know what? I grew up as a big DC fan, and I don't apologize for them. I don't apologize how cheesy at times it can be. I like some DC films. They've done a great job with television. Black Adam is a film that Dwayne Johnson has wanted to do for like a decade, and then we got this, which, I don't know. It's kind of like when you do a Pokemon Go adventure and you work on it, you know, for a couple days, and at the end of it, you get a reward, and it's a Weedle. I mean, Weedles are useful, and they're cool, and sometimes you need them as candy, but I don't know. It was an okay film. It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was okay. It was rewatchable. I'll say that. Let me set it up for you. Nearly 5,000 years after he's bestowed with the almighty powers of the Egyptian gods, and in prison just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on a modern world. Ooh, so they put it so nicely. And, you know, there's some twists and turns in that. What he does, why he's released, and how he's released, and how he was bestowed upon. To be honest, I know Black Adam more from playing like the Injustice League or the Injustice League 1 and 2, and occasionally popping up in a comic book. I never really knew his origin story, so this was kind of new for me, and so I don't know how much it stuck with how it really is in the comics. We get a little hung up on that. So I can't give you an impression of how accurate it was to the story and if you will be happy. If there's one thing I've learned from my Kingdom of Geeks is that we will not be happy no matter what. So, but let me run down some of the best things about the film. Number one, it's fun. It is a fun film. It is fun watching Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson just kill baddies. It's good. It's, you don't see it a lot in the DC film universe. Well, not intentionally. Sure, Superman accidentally in Man of Steel kills a lot of people, but not intentionally or acknowledged, right? But he just goes right for them. He's got his electric burns people to a crisp. It's pretty gnarly and fun. And they try to do it in as many fun ways as possible. Like, how can we blow this person up? And a departure from a lot of the other films as well, other than maybe Shazam and one other, it's a decently funny film. They have a lot of humor in it. They definitely tried for the comedy. I would almost say they tried too hard, because the comedy sometimes was forced, and it seemed like what they were doing next was only for the laugh and not necessarily because the action lined up and just had a joke landing there, which is, I feel like, what Marvel does a bit more. This was definitely played for laughs at times, because I think they know that Marvel is popular because they're funny and DC is sometimes too serious. But isn't it kind of cool when you're serious about these things and it kind of matters? Not everything needs to be Marvelized. Just a thought. Dwayne Johnson, he's always just has this air of entertainment about him. Like, he's entertaining to watch no matter what. So my daughter was mad earlier because she was saying, like, her friends are saying, like, he's the best actor ever, and that is an exaggeration, to say the least. Like, he is not the greatest actor, and I don't think anyone argues. I don't think he would even say he's the greatest actor of the generation of actors. But he's entertaining. He's hella entertaining. I will watch anything that he's in. He is one of the most entertaining people. And I know even a bad script, he can bring it to another level. And he does that with this, because it's a little, the script. But his performance, yes, he does a good job. He does a good job, that Dwayne Johnson. I like to say that The Rock delivered a solid performance. Can Rock? No? Okay. You know what? It's I also think it's nice to have DC having a less than perfect character. Sometimes Superman, and I mean, Batman's definitely got some flaws, but they kind of, it's a little too perfect. Even Wonder Woman, little too perfect. It's nice to have them have flaws, and he is definitely flawed. He's beyond, I mean, he's sort of at Peacemaker. I don't know, Peacemaker level, the Suicide Squad. Suicide, I mean, that's television, so it doesn't count. Probably one of the best DC things the thing I like the most right now, Peacemaker. It's a TV show. But anyway, remind me of that, the anti-heroes. But he's not necessarily a criminal. I mean, he does criminal type things, we would think so. But you know what? He's from 5,000 years ago. It was a different time. They had different sensibilities. Are we going to judge him really on the past? Apparently we are. So, I mean, the worst things about the film, I will admit, when I started writing down the worst things about the film, there was definitely more worst things about the film than I had best things about the film. But what are we going to do? It's predictable. It's a bit paint by numbers. So, and I think that's just disappointing more than anything. We're getting so many creative movies out there. I just can't. And video games. DC has some great video game properties from all of these universes. And they can't. What can we just get those writers in to get an interesting story, an original story? Like, this was so, it was just so predictable. I don't know if there was one surprise, honestly. Like, you know the bad guy in like, what, 4 seconds that you see him? Like, you're like, oh, it's gonna be the bad guy later, right? And each point you kind of see it all coming, and that is tiresome at times. And so, I mean, which comes down to the writing, like, and I just say, oh gosh, why do we have writing this bad? Again, your games are so good. Your games, DC, you've got that together, and you've got, you know what, source material, comic books. I don't know if you can just pull some of those stories and just do one of those, and your films would be great. They would be great. People would really like them. Trust yourself. There's this whole little side plot running gag of the kid trying to help Black Adam come up with catchphrases, a catchphrase, and when to use it. Do you do it before you toast somebody? Do you do it before you hit them or after? It's a running gag, which was done in Terminator 2. It seemed like just a blatant ripoff. Maybe they'll say it's an homage. Maybe they'll find out that one of the writers or the director really loved Terminator 2 and that was his homage to it. But it just felt like when you have a bunch of other unoriginal writing in it, it doesn't look like an homage. It just looks like you're borrowing and just saying, oh, it worked in that other film. Let me do it. And that's, nobody wants that. Nobody. Nobody. This is also, you know what, this was so funny. It's such a high budget film. Obviously it's a high budget film, but there's crowd scenes and they just seem so cheap. Like, there's like, oh, it's a mob of like 15 people. It should be a huge mob. They were brought up to show him behind the people behind Black Adam. Like, he's a bad guy. You know, he's a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy to these guys, which is the only interesting part of this, by the way. There's a real interesting subplot about Americans. I mean, not even America, but they're definitely, the Justice Society of America is trying to fight Black Adam in this to stop him. And they kind of represent America, who only decides to interfere in things when it's convenient to them. And not, you know, when they're needed or where they're needed. Only if it's convenient or on their agenda. So that was interesting. But it was just like, you barely got those threads in there. And they're like somebody was able to drop in a couple nuggets. And then they got fired because they were getting too creative. So they went off on their own. So, but these crowd scenes were just a little bit ridiculous. They just look silly and low budget, and it's such a high budget film. Could you, I don't know, pay for more extras? And I'm speaking more at the homeland, not near the end. And you'll see it. If you see it, you're going to get it. The lesson of the film, I really do think we should always take lessons from movies. And there's two lessons. One, as a filmmaker, planning for 10 years to do a film doesn't help you when you clearly have too many chefs in the writing production kitchen. Whenever there's a movie that's by the formula, I always like, you know, and it follows the plots and it's kind of like predictable. I always like to see how many writers are involved. And they have three here, and I don't think one was the director. And that shows, like, if you can sometimes just get one writer to write it, they'll do twists and stuff and make it fun and unpredictable and interesting, and people want to tell everyone to come see it all the time. So, I mean, just a thought, maybe too many people. But the lessons from the actual story, I think, two lessons I got. Justice comes in all forms. And number two, what defines a hero depends on who is being saved. My final word on the film. You're going to see it. If you're interested in superhero films, you're going to see it. It's like, you know, I collect superhero films. I watch. They come out and I'll watch them for the most part. There's not a lot that I am not going to watch at all. But you're going to watch this. And just like if it was a Pokemon trading card game, right? It's you're going to collect them. You're going to watch it. This, if it was a Pokemon trading card game, would be a common character, right? It would be a Weedle that you get all the time. It's not even a shiny one, just a regular one. And you'll see it and you'll put it in there and you'll keep, you know, maybe you'll pull it out every once in a while for nostalgia or something, but there's nothing special about it. And I think for a film 10 years in the making, sort of, you kind of were hoping for something special. Because I think 10 years he said he wanted to do it, and I think 8 years he was officially or named as going to be Black Adam someday. And that's just, it's rough. It's like it's more disappointing than anything. It's like, and that's worse, right? Is it's always worse when your parents say they're disappointed in you rather than they're mad at you. So I'm not mad at The Rock, and I'm not mad at the DC for making Black Adam, but I'm disappointed in how they did it. So here I always give a rating, my 3L system, right? Love it, like it, or lose it. And I am going to give this film a like it. Because, I mean, there are parts, especially, I mean, the middle of it in particular is a like it. The beginning, exposition-y, kind of had me worried as soon as I saw the beginning. I don't like how they keep doing this exposition about how we get there. And then the ending, which was what it is. But the middle has some moments, and there's little nuggets. So it's not like a Morbius. I shouldn't even say that name out loud. So it's a like it. I mean, it's on the lower end of the like it, but I did like it. I enjoyed Dwayne Johnson and unapologetically. And this is why you bring him in, to make a story that's not written so well excel. And he did that. It excelled for what it is.
You're watching a movie with silence, when it's dying in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with silence, when it's dying in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.